Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. An atheist can become a born-again Christian. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Atheism and atheists who have actually become believers in Christ. And then we want to also discuss how we might minister to those who claim to be atheists.
A high-ranking official in a Kenyan atheist organization said Saturday he had accepted Christ and had resigned from his position because he no longer wanted to promote atheism in the country. And then the atheists reported on their website, "This evening, regretfully, the secretary of the Atheists in Kenya Society, Mr. Seth Mahiga, informed me that he has made the decision to resign from his position as secretary of the society. And then reason for resigning is that he has found Jesus Christ and is no longer interested in promoting atheism in Kenya. We wish Seth all the best in his newfound relationship with Jesus Christ."
David, what do you think are some important things to keep in mind when it comes to interacting with those who say that they are atheists?
Well, Jimmy, I think perhaps the most important thing to remember is the Holy Spirit is the only one who can affect change in someone. That we don't need to think that if we can't answer every objection an atheist might have on historical or scientific or philosophical grounds, then we can't have a ministry in their lives. We can. In Romans 1:16, Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation." And, you know, it's the Holy Spirit who convicts someone of the truth. In Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in this spiritual battle, we read in Ephesians 6:17 about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And along with this, Peter says in 1 Peter 3:15, "Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you." And that word for defense is the Greek word apologia, from which we get the word apologetics, which is the defense of the faith. Being knowledgeable in different areas is something the Lord can use. Prayer, love, humility, and consistency in the Christian walk are extremely important because the perceived hateful spirit or pride and hypocrisy among Christians are all excuses that are frequently used by the lost to justify themselves and their own thinking and lifestyle.
David James with the details on how an atheist can become a born-again Christian. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As David told us in his report, an atheist, one who denies that there is a God, can become a born-again Christian. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the gospel, the power of salvation. And the faith to become a Christian comes from the Bible, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...